Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 2, 1804. Day 173 of the expedition. Go across the river and around the bend. There it is. The captain's journal entries today are short and sweet, for the Corps is very busy. There's land to clear and provisions to gather for their new digs.
This morning at daylight, I went down to the river with four men to look for a proper place to winter. We proceeded down the river 3 miles and found a place well supplied with wood and returned. Captain Lewis went to the village to hear what they had to say, and I fell down and formed a camp near where a small camp of Indians were hunting. Cut down the trees around our camp. In the evening, Captain Lewis returned with a present of 11 bushels of corn. Our Arikara chief set out for his village, accompanied by one Mandan chief and several braves. The wind from the southeast, a fine day. Many Indians today. Captain William Clark, November 2, 1804.
Captain Lewis puts the frame on the picture with these words.
This morning, early, we fixed on the site of our fortification, which we immediately set about. This place we have named Fort Mandan in honor of our neighbors. Captain Meriwether Lewis, November 2, 1804.
A footnote from historian Gary Moulton explains that Fort Mandan, where the Corps of Discovery stayed until April 1805, is about 14 miles west of Washburn, North Dakota. The actual site has unfortunately been washed away by the Missouri. Tomorrow, settling in.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Production assistance from Kristen Barrick. Captain Clark is read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.